From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
It's a TGO radio recording on June 29th for broadcast on December 2nd.
Oh, that sounds so fucking far away.
Yeah, check local listings, but it's got up to 80. It's humid and hot as fuck today.
It's mid-80s like at least here.
Yeah, and it's fucking thick. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome back to the... last episode of the year.
Hey, Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah.
Jingle bells and ho-ho-ho and all that shit.
Christmas episodes are out the window. You remember the old days we used to do a show like right before Christmas?
Yeah.
No, that's over. Now we were going to end this year at Thanksgiving. And then I went.
How was your Thanksgiving this year?
It was great.
Was it good?
I ate myself silly. You wouldn't believe it.
I You know what? I believe that will actually happen. So
yeah, oh yeah, I will too. So it's.
Did you have a good Halloween?
Huh? Oh yeah.
Yeah, did you,
buddy? I can't even tell you how good my Halloween was. I got blown.
Did you now?
By a group of Oompa Loompas.
You got okay.
I mean, that's a wild fucking Halloween, right?
Oopity doopity dee. Come on my face for me.
That. That machine also paid me the other night for the first time in a long time.
What, the Oompa Loompa?
Fucking Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka,
man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it is the annual tradition, or at least it will be as long as this, the I Am Shauna Ray show is on the air. You'll recall we had a show some time ago where we called it God's Mistake, where we watched the trailer for the show. And then we did a full review of the of an episode from season one, and that episode of our show was called God's Mistake 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Which necessitated an angry email from Shauna Ray's actual stepfather on
the
show.
Oh, Will Sasso himself.
Oh, fucking fat Will Sasso. And so anyway, so now... We will do this every year on the last show of the year, as long as this show is still on the air. It is season 2, episode 4 of the I Am Shauna Ray show. Now, this is where she's getting fully into the dating scene. Oh, you know what? Let me get this phone out of my pocket because, you know.
Yep.
Just in case, right?
Put it on the table.
We know it's a feedback issue. By the way, Brian, Jeff, Doug Reacher, and I'm producing. All right. Let's see here. So I am Shauna Ray.
I am Shauna Ray.
Previously on I Am Shauna Ray.
Dude, her voice.
Oh, it's just.
Just, buddy.
Dude, she has said previously on I Am Shauna Ray.
Yeah.
Six words, and I already want to fucking slit her throat.
If you don't know about Shauna Ray, she is 20, in her 20s or whatever.
Early or mid? Mid-20s?
Something. But anyway, she has a condition where she looks like an eight-year-old. Well, here's the episode we should have watched previously where she goes on a date with a guy who has the same problem she has. And I'm telling you, this guy's not wearing the condition as well as she is.
Right.
This fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy craves attention too.
This fantasy island looking motherfucker.
To play.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tom.
Would
you like to
take a
look at the station?
Sure.
Okay, so Tom. Tom is another.
Tom's a fireman.
Well, all right. I mean, is he? All right, though. I mean, come on, folks. You know.
He's probably the fucking janitor, truth be told.
She's walking him through.
I went on a date with a guy named Thomas who also has pituitary dwarfism. And the date went well. We have a lot in common.
Well, the first thing, so they had the first close-up of her, and I will say that the main thing, the difference is, they finally got smart and they got rid of the great big bags under her eyes.
Yeah,
from that first
somewhat.
Season, because
they're still there, but they're not
buddy,
as bad.
Yeah, no, they some work was done.
Oh yeah, 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 definitely.
Medically,
I got diagnosed with optic nerve glioma. I was on chemo for till about 3.5.
He does not drive that fucking truck.
Jeff,
no fucking way.
They're sitting in the fire engine. There's no way he drives this.
No
truck.
Fucking way he drives that truck.
Beat it, Tiny Tim. What are you doing here?
You're not fucking driving this truck sitting on a fucking phone book. Stupid.
He's got boxes tied to his feet. Beat it.
I am extremely hesitant to start a new relationship. I don't have the best track record.
No. What?
You don't
when
say.
When it comes to healthy relationships.
Would you go on a second date?
I'd go on a second hangout.
Today I'm going to take Shauna.
Okay, now they're going to some restaurant or whatever. It's the mom and the all of the
Oof.
Girls.
Those bags run in a family, don't they?
All the family.
Whoa.
Bags
run
in a family.
We got her parents, Will Sasso and Peggy Bundy.
She really does look like a dime store Peggy Bundy.
Yeah.
She stinks.
And Tara to a wine tasting. I think it would be...
A wine tasting? I think Tara's the one I like, though. Let's see.
Is it?
On with the girls. Plus, I want
to
go...
I'm not going to lie to you. Shauna Ray kind of straddling that fucking...
I saw that when you were doing sound checks, and I thought, he's going to fucking lose his shit for that. I know it.
I'm not going to lie. That was all right.
That was all right, wasn't it?
You know what? This may be the episode where I turn the corner.
Yeah?
You
think so?
Maybe it's... You know,
yeah,
maybe
you're going to fucking go in on this?
Maybe I turn the corner to midget fucking.
Yeah.
Midgets. You know?
Yeah, you ought to send her a nice little fucking email.
Mm.
Damn, the guy railed all over your show.
About doing.
Yeah, fucking, can you imagine me on season 3? This fucking show up. I got half a broken tooth in my head. I'm bald. I'm fat. And I was like, hey, Dad.
Introduce yourself to Fat Will Sasso.
Exactly. Beat it, Fat Will Sasso.
What was his fucking Facebook page name?
I don't know.
Some kind of clown.
So, ladies, weird shit. I was thinking about getting tested for the BRCA gene.
I was thinking about the...
What?
revival of Married with Children.
The BRCA gene test determines if you are probable of getting breast or ovarian cancer.
I expect to have it. It's just my ultimate nightmare.
We should all start crying for her now, even though she has no clue if she can get it or not.
Cry for me.
Video chatting with a man named Dan that I've been connecting with lately. Given what
she's fucking... Jeff, I can't get past that fucking nightmarish... Hollywood couldn't create a face on a doll that would torture you in your nightmares the way her... I mean, it's just when she's casually just kind of doing...
Yeah.
It's just, buddy, it'd have to all be from the back.
Yeah.
I could not.
the world is today with the amount of people out there that could potentially hurt me, I was extremely cautious.
Everybody?
Oh, Jeff, that's the screen cap right there. Minute 13. Oh, golly. Nightmare fuel. Oh, my God.
Imagine waking up in the middle of the night, she's standing over you looking just like that. The fucking butcher knife in her hand.
Trying to take the CPAP mask off my face. Because she knows there's a policy on the back end of it.
Opening up a bottle of chloroform next to your CPAP machine.
What's his angle?
They could pretend to be anybody.
There's Fat Will Sasso.
Fat Will Sasso. Oh, boy. She is just a fucking mess. All right.
Dan and I met through social media, and we talked for a couple months. He travels so often.
What?
Shit.
What? Dan is beefcake.
Dan thinks he's talking to a 15-year-old.
Exactly, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Dan thinks he's talking to a 15-year-old.
I heard you.
That guy right there thinks he's talking to a 15-year-old.
Jeff, Central Casting went out and found this guy. You know, we've been connecting on social media.
Yeah, I've been talking to him for months.
All of this is fake. Until I see the sex tape, it's all fake. Okay? The Shauna Rae sex tape? I up to $39.95, I'd go for that. I got to see her fucking, sucking. I got to see him spinning her around on his fucking, you know, a huge rod. Look at him. He's got an 8-pack. I fucking hate him. He's 6'2".
Nervous everywhere he goes, and we just kind of got along.
Yeah, you did, because he likes kids.
We have
allegedly
a lot similar in our lives, and
no, you don't. You've got nothing similar.
In common.
He likes to travel, and I've always wanted to travel, so that piqued my interest.
Not similar, because he's doing things you're not, so that's not similar. You have wishes, and he does things, because he's a regular height, you monster.
But he's just a nice guy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he sent me flowers, and we talked for a bit more, and then he finally came to visit.
He finally came to visit to hit that fucking sweet, sweet 12-year-old poon.
Riley and I spent the day with him at an aquarium and an escape room. I think Riley and I both were very anxious because we didn't know
escape
what
room. She could crawl under the door.
Well, Riley has changed since the first season. She's got purple and blue hair now, so I expect at some point Riley will come out as a lesbian.
Oh, probably,
because we all know hair dye equals some kind of problem or illness or of one kind or the other. When you're 25 and you think it's hot, and you get old and you realize, oh. So, and then the big sister, Tara, there she is. Yes, sir.
Just a random person from a country.
He was also talking to both of us casually, so we didn't know who he was into.
I think that's the sisterly three-way. You know what I mean?
That was something that we were both confused about.
I told him that. It's fine.
It's weird.
You suppose that when the camera ain't on them, those two just smack the shit out of her?
Fuck it, they just bully her. Oh, God. Fucking kick rocks. Tiny disaster. Shauna's about to start talking to the fucking...
Hello. Hi, how are you?
You think she'd pretty herself up a little bit if it was going to be that, you know?
Cheers.
How's Poland?
Yes. Poland?
Good. I'm in an awesome office space. I can show you real quick.
Oh, geez.
There's a roof terrace. It's one of the most fancy offices I've ever been
in. Is he British?
So this is Warsaw.
I've never been. I'm Polish, but I've never been.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We know. When's your bowling night?
Yeah.
We know.
I don't know. My heritage is Irish, and boy, that was the first thing my parents did. Right, day after I was born, we hopped on a plane and went to Ireland. I've never been either, so, you know. Yeah. I'm Polish, but I've never been. Who gives a fuck?
When's your league night? That's what I said.
Found my story through social media, and I don't know how deeply he dived into it, but he had
about 8 inches, I guess.
And to note that saying, like, what he thought, what I was doing was extremely intelligent and like strong and like aww. I was really this powerful person, aww. And it made me feel good, and I just.
And then you diddled your fucking clit like a. with a lawnmower handle, and then you felt better. And you really felt entitled and empowered, and you imagined you were actually having intercourse with a real man for once. And
casually said thank you like I would anyone else, and he kind of just tried flirting from there, and, I mean, it got him here. He did something right.
No, it got him on TV.
Yeah, it was a casting call.
Yes.
And
I'm actually going to be in the U.S. very soon.
Okay.
So hanging out, we can.
Yeah, I would love to see you again.
I would love to fucking have your seed fucking plunged into my cunt. Oh, please flood my cervix with your superior Polish seed.
I think last time was really fun at the aquarium and stuff.
Okay, so now, all right, hang on a second.
Ooh, she's got fucking, I mean, if you ever need to get blood from Shauna Ray, her neck veins are fucking Frankenstein-esque.
Holy, well, they really are. Holy
fucking
Roni.
Holy shitballs.
Boy, the rest of you didn't grow, but those fucking veins are still going. So
she's got an old woman's veins.
Well, varicose neck.
Yeah. If I were you and I went on a flight, I'd fucking do, you know, a lot of head rotations. So make sure you don't get fucking, you know, a stroke or whatever.
Blood clot. So wait a minute. was the shit with the little fireman in the beginning, was that just, is that coming up after this, or did they just kind of graze over that?
That was previously on. So we didn't watch that episode.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right, okay.
We thought this episode was going to have that, but it ends up not being.
That's right.
Because we don't pre-screen the shit we watch. We had no idea that it wasn't going to be on.
May as well hang out again. He said that he's going to come to the States to do some of his business stuff, and then...
And plumb my throat.
While in the States, he's going to visit New York, so he's going to visit me and meet my family, and we're going
to
do some acting.
Miraculously, he just so happens to have a meeting with the people that produce this show.
What?
Wow. Imagine that.
He's going to cash his checks and sign his contract, or what? Uh-oh.
Shit your pants.
Activities, and we'll see how that goes. What do you want to do?
I want to fuck your fucking preteen pussy, you monster.
Traveling, I never get to actually make food this entire year. I can't count my fingers how many times I've actually cooked dinner. So I think it'd be cool to make something.
Okay.
Like sushi or something would be cool.
Make you a Jeff.
Sushi is what he's talking about. You know what I mean? Sushi, buddy.
Make you a PB&J without the crust.
Fucking
some potato chips.
Fucking Crustables. And a tiny bag of Cheetos.
A Capri Sun.
fucking paper carton of 2% milk. Beat it.
Back to third grade with you.
Like some square pizza. Fucking kiss my ass.
That fucking pizza ruled.
It fucking did, too.
Goddamn right.
Okay, I could probably do sushi. I think I have a sushi maker. Never made sushi.
You do.
You sure do. It's called not showering for 12 hours.
You do.
Oh, shit.
But I eat sushi.
Yeah, you eat sushi.
They're a Shauna.
You got to bang her and another midget. Right?
Signature concept.
You got to get behind Shauna Ray and give her the business while she's eating out another midgie.
Jesus Christ. Midgie?
You heard me.
Wasn't that a Tootsie Roll make a candy called a midgie?
Hilarious.
What do you like? Sweet, spicy, Sour.
Pussy.
Everything. Musty.
Yeah, fuck it. Oh. Musty pussy. God damn it.
Surprise me. You can just throw things in there and surprise me.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a cup of whiskey.
Trying to make you drunk.
No. You should be able to handle your liquor. You're taller than me. You're older than me. You're much more built than me. You should be fine.
I think Shauna's...
Jeff, oh, I got to see what that... I fixate on this with this
you,
girl.
Listen, you know that that's coming in a few years. Once this show it's, runs its course.
Exactly.
And then she realizes that revenue stream isn't coming in anymore.
I can
anymore,
make $1 million a month on OnlyFans.
The next, yeah,
and
that'll,
then,
yeah, that'll be the next thing. You'll get your shot, Chad.
Don't
worry.
I got to tell you, they got a three shot of all the sisters on the couch, and this older sister, Tara. Yikes.
Wow.
On the right there. That's doing it for Daddy. Yikes.
Flirting is definitely making fun of you in a little bit. Because they're like, you're really going to wear that shirt today? Seriously?
I never purposely flirt. It's always by accident. I don't know I'm doing it.
You don't know you're being an ass?
Yep.
LOL.
Anything else you fancy doing?
Yeah, I want to get fucking drilled. Like the oil fields and there will be blood. You fucking Polish buffoon. Fuck my pussy.
Polish buffoon. Okay, Leck.
Fucking Leck.
Come on over, Leck. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Well, that was full body. God.
Ooh. Wow. You're very adventurous. So yeah. I would like to do something semi-adventurous.
He'd fucking rip her in half, I bet. Right. I bet he's fucking just hung like Big Dick Black. I got a dick hung on me 9 inches long.
Big Dick Leck.
Hey, Leck.
Hey.
Adventurous, but water is not my friend. We can do water activities.
No, water's not your friend. You can't fucking...
Drown in a kiddie pool.
You beat it, stupid. In a submergible and fucking go out to the beach.
But safe water activities. And if you drop me in the middle of the ocean and I'm just fending for myself, I will kill you.
So we're on the water, but not in the water. What about kayaking? Sea kayaking?
Oh, she's fucking the worst.
Never been kayaking.
You want to go kayaking?
Maybe. He definitely is more of the adventurous type, which hoping will kind of push me out of my comfort zone. I don't want him to push me further than I'm comfortable pushing myself, though.
If that pussy doesn't taste like applesauce, I'm out. I mean, I gotta be out.
Pork chops and applesauce.
It is appealing that he does that, but I'm also hoping that he doesn't want to do that every day, all day. Because it's a lot of arm strength, though.
Yeah, I'll do most of it.
He'll fucking throw you over his head, you mongrel. They're going to have contests on how far they're going to throw you. Fuck you.
You got to join, you got to double. Otherwise, I think you might just split off.
I think that no matter what we do, as long as we don't take it too seriously... Then I won't stress.
Honey, nobody's taking you seriously.
She can't wait to open her legs for this fucking buffoon.
Also won't have a panic attack. And we'll have fun with it. And that's all that matters.
And that's all that matters.
I'm looking forward to it too. I'll talk to you later then. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I am looking forward to when Dan gets to New York. And I can see myself getting close with Dan. There is
You can't. He's fucking an ocean away, you dope.
Possibility, but we'll see.
She just flips open that laptop and just is diddling that fucking stupid pussy for this, you know, and the 8 women he's fucking in Poland. This is just one of the 3 slobs he's fucking in this country. Fuck this. This dummy setting herself up for heartache. I hope the last episode of this season she finds his browsing history and is just horrified by all the kiddie porn he's searching for. Yeah, baby. All right.
In a few days, Riley and I will be in the city for the Pride March, but right now we're in the city for a more serious reason.
Are you worried?
I'm going to get blood work, right?
The worry will come in 2 weeks when the results are in.
2 weeks? What is this, the Soviet Union? They can't figure that shit out faster?
Today, the girls and I are going to the Northwell Cancer Institute to meet a genetic counselor at the breast cancer program to get...
Why? To see if you're related to fucking Katie Seagal?
Tested for the...
Dollar store pig Bundy kick rocks.
BRCA gene. The BRCA gene test will determine if I'm more at risk for ovarian or breast cancer. And with the long history of cancer in my family and Shauna having cancer, I'm concerned that I'm a carrier.
Okay, you guys can all come on back with me.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You lead.
You go first. You're the patient.
The form of cancer that are prevalent in her family.
Oof. Fat Will Sasso is even more of a mess than he was last year when we did
Fat
this.
Fat Will Sasso's getting fatter.
And Leon's getting and Leon's larger. Getting larger.
Are the types of cancer that are affected by that mutation. And so if
you're
you,
a fucking mutation.
You have that mutation, then you definitely are more susceptible to
Thank
those
you,
types
Dr.
of cancer.
Fauci.
And what I'm hoping to find out is...
I think you ought to test him for fucking breast cancer, too, while you're at it. Monster.
If this had anything to do...
We had a guy come into the shop for an interview today, and I met him at the door. Yeah. He's twice my width. All right.
Oof.
His gunt was impressive. So I go back. I paged the boss. He didn't answer. So I walked back there to find him. He's in his office. I go, hey, your interview's here. And he's twice my width. And my boss goes, are you shitting me? I am not. I am not.
Do with Shauna's cancer.
If she's positive for that mutation, there's a 50-50 chance that she passed it down.
Is he drunk doing
he
this?
Might be.
There's a 50-50 chance.
There's Shauna, a 50-80 chance Sarah, she might get
or Riley. It.
Okay, so I'm Carrie Johnson. I'm one of the genetic counselors at
Cares.
Northwell. So we'll start with your medical information first. Okay, and about first. How tall are you?
5 feet.
And around how much do you weigh?
Too much.
That's only the 18th time she's heard that today. 57 times this week. Tell me your weight, you cow. Or get the fuck out of my office.
Get the fuck out of my office.
If
bovine savage.
If my mother tests positive for the BRCA gene, then that means my sisters and I have to go and get immediately tested to see if we're also positive. Because if we test positive, that means our lineage will then have a 50% chance of developing the gene, which probably means that we would avoid having biological
hey,
children.
Listen, you ever think
so
maybe
let's go to the
this
family.
Is... This is natural selection trying to weed you out of the fucking picture? Huh? Let's not fuck with shit, okay?
Let's not fuck with shit.
History. So you have...
So, Shauna just said they would avoid having biological children, which you know what that means. Just fire hosing loads in there. Oh, Jeff. Yeah.
Easy, Jeff.
Scrape that fucking uterus out. Let's get something going.
I have three daughters. Riley is your youngest. No health concerns for you.
What do you mean by concern?
Like cancerous? Well,
depressed and yeah.
And then Sean.
Well, we know she's
hating life.
Well, we know she's depressed because she dyes her hair two different colors. So we know she's got an issue.
I know you have the history of brain cancer. Mm-hmm. And how old were you when that was first diagnosed?
6 months.
6 months. And was that all when you were a baby? Did you ever get treatment when you were in childhood or anything?
For chemo, no.
For chemo, no.
Yeah, okay. I went on growth hormones, though.
From someone like myself in the genetics field, we do see people who look like Shauna who may not present their actual biological age. But I am sure for the average person on the street, it would be a little bit...
The average person? The average person on the street?
She's been doing shots with Fat Will Sasso.
She really has. You know, for the average person on the street, it's...
More shocking. And then Tara is your oldest daughter. Nope.
Yeah, she is.
Here's to your family getting cancer.
Tara's the oldest daughter. Yeah, she is. Am I right? Tara does it for daddy. Yes, sir.
History of cancer for her.
No, she's fine.
Father's side of the family, your father, he had a history of prostate and lung cancer, correct? I know you mentioned one of his brothers had pancreatic cancer.
Right.
And then you said one of your aunts had a type of cancer we're not quite sure what type. Is she...
Whoa. It's a midget cancer.
living?
She's deceased. I'm not exactly sure why it's taken me so long to be tested or want to get tested. I guess it's more that I'm a little afraid. My grandfather definitely passed away from lung cancer.
And then you mentioned that your grandmother's sister had pancreatic cancer as well, and she passed away from that.
Correct.
It's always been a concern of mine that my mom refuses to see doctors when she needs to. She's had her bones sticking out on her leg, and instead of going to see the doctor, she's yelling at my dad saying it's his fault.
I was.
That's not the argument in that moment. The argument is, I see my bone, better make sure I can't see that anymore.
I think that's what I say on every date I go on. Jeff,
tuck that in there, better not see that anymore.
I fucking lead with that. Can I hide this in your pussy? Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ.
Here's a bone sticking out. Better make sure I don't see this anymore. You know what I'm talking about there, sweet tits?
Some place to park this fucking thing. Wow.
That is a tasty beverage.
Oh,
God,
man.
Damn.
You fuckers at Coca-Cola got it going on.
That's all
I got to say.
For real. I had to have Pepsis at work today.
I'll drink a Pepsi. I don't fuck.
I got to do it fast, though. Like, I got to pound them fast.
I mean, I'm not a big snob like that, but yes, hands down, Coca-Cola is the fucking
Our mom
best.
Is an extreme case of mother syndrome.
I have mother syndrome.
You take care of everyone else besides yourself. I know that I am looking at freezing my eggs.
Okay.
If she has the BRCA gene and then I have the BRCA gene, what is the percentage that it would go to my...
You've had cancer, stupid.
Eggs.
There's a 50% chance to pass it down to a future child. There are reproductive technologies in place to help prevent that if someone wishes to. It's called pre-implantation.
It's called aiming for the face. And what you do is...
genetic testing or diagnosis, we can actually screen those embryos to determine whether or not the BRCA mutation is present or not, and then choose.
Well, this episode is not fun hardly at all. Let's get to the fucking Let's get to the big Pollock so we can have some fun. Watch her getting railed like Tony Hawk and fucking falling off his skateboard.
Fucking give her an ollie.
To implant the ones that are not. Okay. Any last questions before we go for the blood draw?
No.
How much?
No. It is somewhat of a relief to know that if we do carry the gene, that my eggs...
How does she have an 80-year-old woman's hands? She's fucking 22.
She's a fucking mess.
Well, yeah.
That's why.
Well,
it's a fucking
mess.
Golly.
Could be tested for the gene mutation before coming to life, I guess you would say. It's a good thing for me because then
Jesus
it means
Christ.
That I could freeze my...
Careful how much blood you draw out of her. You'll end up taking it all. Better get the little fucking syringe.
Relax, George Washington. We got it. You know, they took so much blood out of him.
Bled him.
I mean, God damn it, man.
That always works.
It's probably either way.
Make a tight fist in you.
I don't think they have to worry about that sister having any biological children, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I'm scared of those results. I just feel that cancer is going to get me. In my family, it seems like it's a for sure. And I just don't want that. And then to think that it's a 50%
through your tears.
50% chance that I'm giving it to the girls.
Well, why didn't you think of that fucking 30 years ago? There's a family history of cancer. Let me selfishly spit out three children.
Isn't there another one, or is it just the three daughters?
Just the three, yeah.
Okay.
Not okay. I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Okay, we're all finished.
Genetic testing can put my mom's fears at ease and stop her from blaming herself by proving that she isn't the reason that I was...
It's gonna come back that she doesn't have this shit, or else they wouldn't be showing this.
Yeah, I agree.
Passes it on to her children. It would just tell her that she's not the problem and give us a peace of mind.
Okay, we're all finished, okay? You can follow me.
Test come back. Nope, you don't have the fucking baklava gene or whatever the fuck it is.
The baklava gene.
Bevilacqua Gene.
Bevilacqua Gene. That's what this one, that fucker's name was. God,
you don't have the Bobby Bacala or the Matt Bevilacqua. Gene.
That's what I was going for. And then, I couldn't think of Bobby. Bobby Bacala.
And
I couldn't think of Bobby.
You don't have the Gene. And then season three, she fucking gets fucking cancer.
Oh, yeah. Then that's a struggle.
I will get my results in the next few weeks. I'm very nervous.
That black nurse has an ass like an alley cat. That girl's got negative ass. I love her. You know what? I'd take a shot at that lesbian sister, too. I'm not going to lie to you, allegedly.
Today we are having brunch with Thomas and his family, and this will be the first time.
Oh no! Jeff, there's the three-way. It's Midgey Thomas, Midgey Shauna Ray, and then and fucking buffed out of his
beef
mind.
Beefcake Leck.
Polak Johnny, or whatever his fucking name is. That's the three-way.
Polak Palooka.
Because, you know, he's going to fucking whip that hog out, drop it on her back. It's going to make it like an audible, you know, thwack noise. And then fucking Midgey Tommy's going to pull out his fucking two-inch Punisher.
Two-inch killer.
Just fucking beat it.
He could tuck it right inside fucking Lex's urethra.
I will let you sit in the corner and watch me fuck a real man, Midgey Tommy.
My family.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Is meeting Thomas's family.
He does everything and anything he
with his booster seat kick rocks.
Back. We've never let anything hold him back.
Sometimes I feel like I held Shauna back, like I kept her in a bubble. I didn't discourage her, but any fears that she gave, I said, I'm okay with that. Versus, let's just try it. And that didn't necessarily empower her.
Going to the B block on you. I am Shauna Ray. Oh, yeah. Some establishing shots there in the B block. Oh, yeah. All right.
Hello. There is
Good evening.
Going to be a total of 7.
Today we are having brunch with Thomas and his family, and this will be the first time my family is meeting Thomas's family.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You're down there? Holy, the chairs are happy.
I didn't even attempt to move.
Well, you fit.
You couldn't.
Perfectly.
I recently went on a date
with
Thomas.
That guy was handing out old copies of Stairway to Heaven or something there.
Who also has pituitary dwarfism. The date went well, but Thomas and I have decided to just be friends.
Oh, yeah. The date went well, but they've decided to just be friends because she's been Skyping with a fucking Polak with a fucking 9-inch hanger.
He's got a dick bigger than fucking Tommy.
With a fucking Pete Davidson cock. Fucking right. Yeah. I'm gonna go out with Midgey Tommy when I got this fucking beefcake, this 8-pack waiting for me. Get the fuck out of here. Quit telling me chicks are all about fucking, well, you know, they really get to a guy's inner, you know. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense.
What's going on?
Hi, Thomas.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We still have so much to learn from each other. And hopefully we can work into something, a bigger friendship like best friends or really close friends that, you know, we can be more like a family.
We got it.
I didn't move it.
I got it.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Oh, my face.
I think it'll be real nice to meet
Patty. Can you hear me, Major Tom?
I think we have a lot in common. We've been through similar situations with Shauna and Tommy. So it'll be nice for us to have the opportunity to get to know each other.
So how old are you?
22.
Shauna's older than you.
Yeah.
Like, come on, it doesn't matter. 2 months.
2 months is 2 months of knowledge.
Oh. Ooh, she is a fucking delight.
You were born with brain cancer?
Yes.
Born with brain cancer? You talk about a diseased womb. Holy fuck. Wow. Oof.
Chemo for 3.5 years.
We did chemo.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'd fuck the lesbian sister, too. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I wouldn't fuck her. But it's Tara, the other one, that I really am into.
chemo for a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay. But it was the chemo that caused him to...
Caused. It was the chemo What happened?
Now, how tall are you?
4'8".
Not too... I mean, I guess shorter for a guy, of course, but not too bad, right?
Well, he does everything and anything he wants to do. Nothing holds him back. We've never let any...
Except going on most rides at the fucking fair.
Except a baby gate. Nothing holds him back except an invisible leash.
Right. Nothing holds him back except a tripwire 3 inches off the ground.
Tripwire.
Nothing holds him back except a stake pounded into the front lawn and a length of chain. Nothing holds him back, though, other than those four things. Yeah, nothing holds him back.
Baby kids.
I am exceptionally proud of myself for that joke.
God damn it, there's more jokes there and they're not coming. Fuck. I'm really angry at myself. What holds this fucking stupid midget back?
Every ride at this park? Is that what you said? Every ride at the... Every ride at the
every,
amusement
yeah,
park?
Yeah, most of the rides at the park must be this tall.
Anything holds him back, we've just told him, you go for it, you do what you want to do, and he's done it. He was driving a big 14-wheeler the other day, a big... truck.
Just big when truck. You see a big Ford. It's a great song. Cold Chamber. Great song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Buddy. I saw them. They opened up for Pantera one time. I saw them. That album had just, like that song around here had just hit.
Yeah.
Oh, they fucking.
They fucking hammer
kicked.
It.
Oh, yeah. My God. Fuck, were
they like
good.
That band, man. They were good.
15 wheeler on the road and you don't see who's driving it.
Yeah.
No, I could see him. I could see him. Wait, I could really see him.
The seats
heard
adjust.
You.
I give you all the kudos in the world for like
what?
Letting him do everything. Like he's achieved a lot and he will continue to.
Why does she have an accent all of a sudden? She's from Mother Russia. Whatever country Borat's from.
Where I feel like maybe I put Shauna a little bit too much of a bubble. Sometimes I feel like I held Shauna back, like I kept her in a bubble.
I don't think that you, like, kept her from doing stuff. I don't think you discouraged her from doing stuff.
She's not keeping you from eating, Tubby.
You ought to... you ought to fucking... Not discouraged to put a fucking razor to your face there, fat Will Sasso. Jesus Christ, clean yourself up, you fat fuck.
Did you fillet that second chin off of her?
No, I didn't discourage her, but any fears that she gave,
got five
I
blades
said,
on that
I'm
thing.
Okay.
Use one of them to trim that chin up.
Let's just try it, and that didn't necessarily empower her.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel any guilt?
His fucking glasses. God.
About him getting cancer.
No, I really don't. It wasn't my doing. It was a genetic defect. It happens. That's life.
It was
life.
God's doing.
Yep.
Could have happened to anybody's child at any point in time. And I'm the luckiest. Yeah. I'm so lucky. I don't
this
really,
one here,
you know,
feels a bit guilty about.
No, you can't only. It's hard. I can't tell her how to feel because she's her own person and she's going to feel the way she wants to feel.
She really is a fucking chatterbox, old Tommy's mom. Tommy, can you hear me?
I personally never let that.
Yeah.
I never got that feeling because I knew there was nothing I did. It was just something that happened.
Yeah, did you have any more kids after that? Asked and answered.
In the beginning, you blame yourself because she has cancer. And then it's like, oh my gosh, you think you're in the clear. And she goes to school and she's as bright as the other children and she's getting along. And then you notice, oh my gosh, my child is smaller than everybody else and it continues and you're just like, this is my fault.
Yeah, I feel that same feeling the first time I showered with all the guys.
She really does fucking weave a tale, doesn't she? She's a wordsmith, this woman.
Tested for the BRCA gene, but I feel like it's like I'm late to the party. It's one of the reasons that I'm getting tested is just, it's not necessarily for me, but for the girls.
Yes, it is.
Because with that Baraka test, it's a 50-50 shot. If I have
it's the Baraka Obama test.
Well, you see.
Will be tested.
Right.
So Shauna is in the state that...
My ovaries were affected during chemo.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what that means.
We're trying to eat.
You know what that means? Loads of flying. Just barebacking. Oh.
So I have to do something about it if I want to have children. And if she has the BRCA gene, my eggs could be affected.
Right.
The next person that says BRCA gene is going to get fucking punched in the fucking cunt.
She probably wouldn't freeze her eggs.
I am extremely family oriented. The number of kids was supposed to...
I mean, you can live in a dollhouse. Why wouldn't you be? It's the cheapest rent in the fucking county.
To be four, two boys, two girls. But as life's moved on, I'd be okay with one to two kids.
You guys want to go play pool?
Yeah.
Yay. Do you guys want to go play pool?
You guys want to go play in the ball pit?
Yeah. He's like, I don't have to stay by the adults.
Sorry. Well, I felt like I suddenly got like put on a table. Like I was
table.
Away from you.
She's the worst.
I've never actually really played more than one game of pool.
No, they could use you to hit the balls. I'd fuck that lesbo sister. Yay.
This one's shorter. I wasn't really able to play because there wasn't an adjustable stick or anything, and everyone in my...
I bet Alex got an adjustable stick for you.
I bet he does. I bet it goes from a couple of inches up to about 7 or 8. It's adjustable.
Family was like, no, you can't just do it.
I play at the fire department every now and then. And you guys will be on a team. I'll be by myself.
So the only time I played this is with Tara, and I'm pretty sure she taught me wrong. And also, I was horrible at it and hit myself in the face with a stick. Tara's not that good at pool, so I don't think we have the best teacher. So Thomas probably has the upper hand.
Yeah.
I would shoot shows that, the stick in. Across the table.
She's right. I would shoot that right there.
There you go.
There you go.
Great.
Hey. Colors.
I did a thing. Right.
You did a thing.
So you guys
did a thing.
How's the moving out process?
Not happening.
Not happening?
Not happening. Long Island's expensive, number one. Number two, the amount of money I would have to lay out for this school, it's going to kill me.
Well, that's the thing. I want to go to college before, so Shauna and I had to put on a hold because she would be rooming with me because of how expensive it's
it is. Just knocking got a balls job again. Shit all
like,
over the place.
I have my savings, which could get us a place for 3 months. Riley and I are still planning on moving out, but the places that we have looked at don't fit us financially. But we're going to look at a new place that's going...
They don't take a single mother and her daughter. I'm her sister, really. Shut up. Well, shut up and get back in the carriage.
Do you have any snacks and water for her? Why is she still talking? She's got no say in this.
Shove a nipple in her mouth.
I'd love to. But I think you're right. Once this show's over, I anxiously
give it a few years for the money to start running out.
Yeah.
Give it a few years.
Going to allow us to have a third roommate, which could make it more affordable.
You see, with Shauna, like, growing up.
Oh, boy, I wonder if it's going to be the fucking Polish guy. I wonder if he's going to be the third roommate.
It's going to be the fireman midget.
There are certain milestones.
The fire midget.
The midgie. It's the two sisters and the midgie. It's the sitcom that never sleeps.
and is never funny.
No, that's fair.
She never hit.
Going to a dance or naturally dating. She wants all these things.
Of course. Tommy really wants the relationship.
Tommy!
He would give anything for her. But girls don't date shorter guys.
We know.
Wow.
Well, it kind of bears out. Because Shauna Ray picked the big Pollock to date.
Dating Shauna, you've got to be to date her. You know,
there's a preview of your OnlyFans.
All the stereotypes that are going to come with it, from all the looks that she's going to get.
He comes home all the time.
You know, there's people sitting around that pool table going, "I wish these people would fucking watch their goddamn kids."
Just shut the way up. What do you let your kids do whatever they want? Fuck off.
I don't want to hit yours.
You can hit mine.
They're your balls. That's your property.
They're your balls, and I'm not hitting them.
Ah, she scratched you, fucking coos. Good, dummy.
That's great. I love myself. I have no clue.
Brunch was amazing. I think my mother and my stepdad, they were able to really connect with Shauna's mother and stepfather.
They're going to be couple swapping before you know it. Oh, fat Will Cecil will be laying in the wood to that fucking tent-wearing beast. Ooh. To Sister Riley's wearing a shirt that says, if my mouth doesn't say it, my face definitely will. Oh, your mouth's going to say it.
Your face is going to show it.
We are getting worse as this is going on. This isn't funny anymore.
Thank you. God damn, I'm glad somebody finally said it.
Someone finally said it.
Well, I was not expecting our families to mix that well.
Yeah, I did not expect Bob and Thomas's mom to just... But it was, I think they needed that.
Yeah.
Our parents needed that. I don't know if Thomas and I will continue a long-term friendship, but I am hoping to, and I know our parents don't shut up about him. They don't shut up about him ever.
We heard you. We heard you.
Oh, my God. There you go. I'm done.
Yeah, you guys want it.
Riley and I are looking to move out of our parents' home, and now that I have a job...
Yeah, there's Tara, the other sister. Yeah.
Bob, we are actually going to look at apartments that we may be able to afford.
Only one bathroom in the house?
Bathroom? Only one bathroom in the house. No funny business.
Three women in one bathroom.
Now there's Fat Will, Sasso, and Tara with too much makeup on.
I mean, it's a nice bathroom, but it's not big enough for three girls.
Tara, we can live with one bathroom.
You just yelled at me.
Because you were trying to use two bathrooms at the same time like a psychopath.
Hi, we're going into the C block on I Am Shona Ray. More establishing shots here at the top of the C block. Yeah.
All right, I'm ready.
Fat Will Sasso is ready to go. Needs a seatbelt extender, that fatso. Lumbering whale of a man.
That fucking seat's fighting for its life.
It really is. Oh, that seatbelt is just screaming. You know, this fabric's not elastic. You know that, right, Fat Will?
Here we go.
Riley and I are looking to move out of our parents' home, and now that I have a job, we are actually going to...
A job?
Who the fuck hired her for what?
This show is your job.
We're going to look at apartments that we may be able to afford.
The last apartment
we looked...
Okay,
you know what? So, they make money doing this, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how much, but they got to be.
That was really, really nice, really big. I lost up.
They have to pretend they have real jobs, though. They have to, you know, because they're making money off this show. Why would you work?
Really expensive.
So how much does this kind of place cost per month?
So that unit is $4,100 per month.
Why do you live in New York?
$4,100.
$4,000
a month.
What the fuck? Nope. I cannot.
Shit.
You motherfuckers better start checking out the cardboard boxes.
$4,000 a month. I better be getting my cock sucked by that big-titted blonde real estate agent 3 times a week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Mark is going to take us, and Tara's tagging along.
So this place is probably...
This is like a three-bedroom house.
With one bathroom.
Yeah, one bathroom.
You just yelled at me.
Because you were trying to use two bathrooms at the same time like a psychopath.
Because you will not let me put anything in your bathroom.
You sleep in the basement. I'm on the second floor.
Okay.
Do I have to visit you guys?
No. Tear with the rhythm.
We'll be fine. He fucking stinks.
There will always be conflict when it comes to me and Shauna. She is very opinionated, and I am very opinionated.
Are you opinionated about who sucks the better dick? Because I'd like to cover your dumb makeup-covered face.
I'm opinionated, they're opinionated, so we should just fight all the time.
Well, I tell you what, they all do have the same bags under their eyes.
Oh, they do,
though.
Man. That fucking runs in the family.
That Lesbo sister doesn't have them, but
it's coming. Give her.
Oh, yeah, we don't have the same opinions.
That's fair.
Who's the oldest? Is that?
I think Tara is the one oldest.
That was just on?
I think. The one looks
so
like it.
It's her, Shauna Ray, and then the other
Dollar Store Emma Stone, I think.
Tara.
Dollar Store.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
You guys got to take your shoes off, buddy.
Okay.
All right. You guys got to take your shoes
take
off.
Take your fucking shoes off, huh?
Take your fucking shoes off, Dad.
What did I tell you about the fucking shoes,
like the
huh?
The said if we would like the house, it'll be done in time.
All right, you guys want to see the bedroom?
Yeah.
Take your right, fucking shoes off, man. Right,
follow me. Come this way.
Bedrooms
we'll show you
a pretty decent
bedroom.
Size.
Now, if necessary, like, could we put...
Can I do
fucking chin-ups on this? Fucking
she could live in that fucking closet.
Yeah, that's true.
But in a lower rack?
No.
Yeah, we put anything you want.
I'm teasing.
Joke, eh? Come on back in. Eh?
I'm a pretty funny
yeah,
fucking guy.
I'm a pretty fucking funny guy. Eh?
Yeah, take your fucking shoes off there, huh? You slob.
This place
I said I'm funny. Fucking laugh.
Pretty much.
Hey, Joey, make these fuckers laugh.
Hey, Joey, huh? Yeah, huh?
You're kind of looking for...
Hey, I'm over here now. In this room, we're over here
and
now.
And your shoes are over there now.
About either.
No.
What are you moving, friends?
Again, another closet she could live in.
It would probably be us two and then maybe my friend.
Yeah.
Because the house is a bigger space, we would need like a third roommate. We are considering Nye because Nye is looking to move out of her parents' house.
Who's Nye? Okay, have we met Nye?
Nye!
And also, she gets along very well with both of us.
It's a nice area. It's quiet. It's very safe.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
it's a very safe neighborhood.
Yeah, that's why I carry this fucking stick around with me.
Safety, I think, is probably the...
Bobby Buckle up patrolling the neighborhood every fucking day, making sure no funny shit happens. Every fucking day.
You need to work on a Tony Soprano impression, because you're close.
Yeah.
The most important thing for us to think about when they're moving somewhere. Sean is so tiny. It's something that, you know, in the back of my mind... I always am concerned about. I mean, more with her than with you guys.
Fucked then, Dad.
Okay with them putting some security cameras around?
Absolutely no problem.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
No. Is that in? Do you want to put those on top of the cameras I've already got installed?
I got two in the bathroom, one in the toilet.
And a couple hidden in the shower. I mean, a couple in the shower.
I got one to make sure that they take their shoes off when they walk in. Fuck off.
For them to...
Be able to defend them.
You know, taking some self-defense classes.
Some what?
Well, he just cannot
spit it out, can
he? If
anything else, just to realize that you got to be on your toes.
Only one bathroom in the house?
Three women and one bathroom. Good luck with that.
This is pretty.
Toilet's brand new.
You like it?
Yeah, it's a small one. It is nice. Plenty of room.
Yeah? One bathroom? Plenty of room for three girls?
It was an awesome house. There's a lot of space. Yeah, there's only one bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's a nice bathroom, but it's not big enough for three girls. And they don't think that's an issue. It's going to be an issue.
There's a big question. What are you asking for?
It's $3,500
a month. Jesus Christ! They're all looking, OnlyFans?
That might be the fucking screen cap right there. $3,500 a month, huh? Holy fuckaroni. Can you fucking imagine?
No. I don't know how people are doing it.
6 months. I'm paying $3,500.
Wow. One month's rent. One fucking month.
$100. Sheesh.
You guys want
almost $1,000 a week.
If we had to choose out of all the places we've seen. I would say that this one is the best. But can we afford any?
Nice.
Any of those?
Damn right.
You can't.
Okay, went from a we to a you situation really quickly there.
Well, because I could afford it.
Can we afford this to you can't.
Can we 69?
You can't afford this, you fucking freeloading bitch.
Can we get a DNA sample of your throat on my cock? That sister, man. I like the sisters. Shauna Ray does nothing for me. She's a genetic disaster. But these two sisters.
I could afford it. It's just a matter of how long I could actually afford it.
Yeah.
Can you start that OnlyFans there, hot tits?
Yeah, let me know.
When it comes to this house, there are a lot of additional things that we have to factor in, like land work.
Yeah. Hey, look, let me know. I'm going to go get the papers. Get the papers.
Get the papers. Get the papers. Get the papers. Yeah. The papers.
Riley want to move out as soon as possible. There is still a lot of preparation to be done.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, fucking Fat Will's got a walking stick. Beat it, you fat.
Of course
fat,
he does.
You mongoloid fatso.
You gotta take some of that pressure off his poor fucking ankles.
Buddy.
Riley is an artist. Oh, I think I nailed this one.
I think you did.
On the lesbo front and the dyed hair, pride flag on the wall in the bedroom. I think I saw that coming. She's got a fucking pineapple.
So she's a
neon light. So she's a swinger on top
swinger
of it.
Too.
I love this fucking girl. I'd eat it. I'd fucking eat it alive. I'd fucking give me your phone, you lesbo slob. Set a 30-minute timer. I'm gonna munch on this fucking box till the cows come home.
You have to lay down if you're gonna be up here. You know that. Good boy. Hey, what's up?
Good evening.
Today I am working on a LGBTQ plus comic strip that I've been developing for Pride.
I bet it's a fucking delight. Hilarious, I bet.
I wanted to create this comic strip to hand out Pride to hopefully let people see themselves in something that they can look up to.
You. Hopefully you.
Are you excited for Pride?
I'm very excited for Pride. This is the first Pride I've ever been to. The festival celebrates LGBT people in general and just being happy of being out and being seen.
Yeah. Making sure 7 or 8-year-old kids see your fucking cocks flopping about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got any questions?
Ask yourself why they get mad when kids can't be included in those things anymore. Ask yourself why they get so mad, okay? That's all I'm saying.
About anything you're looking at here?
I do.
I just slapped a whole bunch.
How many characters?
Slapped a hole. I'm going to isolate that. I just slapped a hole.
There are 6 characters, including the villain. 5 okay. Heroes, 1 villain. The story is like there are these teenagers.
I bet the villain's a Republican.
Chemicals and in turn develop superpowers. There are parallels between their sexual identity and their superpowers.
The gay superpowers. All right, go.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Lack of a gag reflex.
Prolapsed asshole.
No taste buds. Elasta ass.
Huh?
Elasta ass.
Elasta. Okay, I got it.
So you don't get the fucking, you know.
Wow.
Or so. Like, there's Augusta, who's pansexual and has the ability to
make
turn
sure
to
we
liquid.
Get her comic book
and Kira,
in here.
The bisexual, can manipulate electricity. And Isaac, who is transgender and can turn into animals. Of course, Freya, who's like our leader, who is lesbian
Gilda
and has
Radner.
Super speed.
It really
super
is a fucking.
I identify as bisexual and
yeah,
I decided
you
to
do,
make
you
my characters
as fucking slob. Yeah, you fucking do.
LGBT.
That's my girl.
Plus inspired because there's a lot that happens internally, like when you're coming to terms with whoever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, comic books were based off of things that were
fucking would dip my nuts in your mouth. Oh, fuck you.
Or mental health issues like ADHD and stuff like that. And you
like a high suicide rate, and I don't know. Let's talk about it.
You see in a character with the attributes right out there. As
all right, fucking Cornel West, we got it.
This is showing them the heroes, kind of. That's Frey. And then this
what's
is
her power?
Super strength and speed.
Okay. Why does she look so sad?
She's always sad. She's very concerned.
When I was in kindergarten, my parents would ask me, do you have a boyfriend? And I always was like, why can't I have a girlfriend, though? Like,
exactly. That's yeah, the that's
you knew
only
in
fan.
Kindergarten.
Jeff, that's got to be the OnlyFans. This animal.
Everyone's pretty.
Look, once the show ends and they're trying to figure out how to scrape together that $3,500, four grand a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I might subscribe to all three of them. I don't subscribe to anything like. But I gotta tell you something. There's a few women I need to see get some stuff done, and this fucking pig might be one of them.
Get it until like later on, and you watch movies, and you see like only the guy and the girl get together, and you're like, oh, so there's something up. Okay.
Yeah, that's called normal. See, the thing is.
So what is this scene?
Fucking dog is like.
Dog is had it.
Somebody call the police.
Dog is tired of hearing this fucking peanut butter covered story.
Technically about.
That's our main girl there.
So the lesbian.
How'd you know? How'd you know?
Because you told me that the lesbian was going to be the main
character.
I did
say that. When I came out to Shauna, I just got dumped and I was upset. And so I was just ranting about the guy and I just blurted out, it's fine because I'm bisexual anyway. She was really there for me. She was like, yeah, screw it. Wait, what? Hold on.
Because I knew.
Then I stuck it right in her dumb mini fucking midgy face.
You haven't said it.
Midgy.
I knew by the. I fucking said it by the dyed hair. I fucking called it in the first
you
2 minutes of the show.
You definitely called it, champ. You had it.
My
nailed.
Mom and dad were actually very, very against it. They weren't happy at all. They thought I was just choosing it to choose it because everyone chose it as like a fad. And I was like, no.
No.
You mean like a social contagion?
Get
yeah.
Kicked out. For a while, I thought I was going to get kicked out. When Riley spoke about her feelings of being kicked out. It didn't even enter our head that was a...
I will not have a fish breath dyke in this house.
Heard all these other stories. And I think that she kind of just thought that her story was the same, and it's just not.
And that's true, and that's okay.
Is that the only shirt Fat Will Sasso owns?
He really has got five of the same shirt, like Einstein. He fucking stinks. I hate Fat Will Sasso.
Carrying a really heavy burden.
Yeah.
My question to her was...
Yeah, carrying a heavy burden. Him on top of you.
Carrying a heavy burden. What are the floors of our home?
Our floor joists are fighting for their life.
What are my shoes?
Fucking
have you been with a boy or a girl?
Let's get to it.
Yep. Her answer was no. And I said, well then why put a label on it?
All we wanted any.
Yeah, I see a munch on that box. $19.95 a month, I'm in.
Any of our girls to do was to be comfortable with who they were.
Did I tell you that I bought a fucking another video?
No.
With that girl that sold me nudes before? She said she had a video.
Yeah.
I straight up bought it from her. And I will tell you, she's using a dildo on herself.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, based only on the evidence provided by this video, I have zero chance of pleasing this girl sexually. Zero. Woof.
To find their person. To be able to love unconditionally.
A strap on. We got it. Peg Bundy. Kindly.
So whoever.
Wait for her to just look over at him and go, ow.
Five touchdowns in one game.
In my room. They're overly supportive. And I wish we could go back a little bit.
I think it's really good so far, but this is what you're planning on handing out, this big of paper?
No.
Okay.
Shauna is very, very supportive of Riley with her singing and her art. Riley, I believe, more than anything,
supports Shauna. And
where are we going, Fat Will?
One of the ways I think that she really helps Shauna with her confidence is Riley reinforces in Shauna's mind that she's the older sister, almost to a fault.
There Ty are... Will,
Fat Will Sasso's hands behind his back. He wouldn't be able to talk.
Must be Italian. Yeah, huh? Take your fucking shoes off over there, huh?
And I don't want you to panic towards the end.
Procrastination.
So, procrastination is not a thing that we shall do. I think Riley's project is turning out really good. I can't draw, so she's doing great. And no matter what happens, whether people like it or not, I'm very proud of her. Today I'm taking a self-defense.
Coming up on the D block of...
You know, they could be walking down the street or anywhere and somebody just pop out of...
Yeah, especially in fucking New York. That's why you should move to a smaller city. If you value your lives and your kids'
move
lives.
Move out of that fucking cesspool.
Nowhere.
Are you ready?
No.
Back up.
Now you get to see Fat Will kick some ass in the next...
What that might be.
Sacrifice. No. I'm thinking like mangoes.
They're talking cherries.
What? What the fuck did what is happening? Ask the D block. Ask some more establishing shots. God. They're
more?
Working down to the fucking self training, whatever the fuck.
The strongest person.
Whatever the fuck, huh? Cobra, self defense.
Oh, Jesus.
Today I'm taking a self defense class because Mark thought it'd be useful for when I move out on my own.
5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3. Hey! All right, we got some more people here for our self-defense class.
I think it's important for the girls to take a self-defense class because... Because
my fat ass sure is only going to fucking help him.
He's going to jump in to help him. When the attacker, he's going to have a heart attack.
He's going to fucking have a grabber and that's it.
He's going to
no more Fat Will Sasso.
Fish out of water himself to death on the street. Fucking...
Now look here, see? You stop messing with my daughters.
Yeah, listen, you.
Shit. And today, you know, they could be walking down the street or...
His head is perfectly symmetrical. Like, it's the... It's a perfect oval. His fucking head. His double chin. It's perfect. I mean, look at it. It's perfectly... It's as wide as it is tall. His head is perfectly... His head is perfect. I gotta email him back and tell him that.
Anywhere.
Hey, look, man. Hey. We were critiquing another episode.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed your fucking head is a masterpiece?
It's beautiful, man. Rusty is a fucking train wreck, but your head's beautiful.
It ought to be on Easter Island, your fucking skull.
Easter Island, what? Bury the rest of them up to where you can only see the heads?
Yes, sir.
Out of nowhere. And all I want them to do is be able to survive.
What is self-defense? It's the ability to
survive.
Avoid a threat. If you can't avoid that threat, then you're going to have the tools to stop the threat. And that's what you're going to learn today.
Somebody's going to jump at Shauna Rae out of the bushes and fly right over.
Yeah, really.
So we're going to start with a couple of jabs. Boom, just a jab.
Are we?
Oh, that's the cross. Give me a jab.
What? With my left? Oh.
There you go. Left. 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 Coming straight through.
I'd like to attack young Zendaya right there. Might get attacked by me.
Coming straight through.
I can't believe Shauna's 22, especially because I'm 20. So for her to be 22, that was really, you know, really shocking to me.
Yeah, it's a 2 more revolutions of the earth around the sun there, you fucking...
I've never seen short people before. Really?
I've only ever dated black guys. So I've never seen small cocks either. I've only ever seen those slave bred cocks from fucking 1857 in Savannah.
Hit me, you midget little bitch.
Hit me, you midgy monster.
What do you always do?
Cover? Defend yourself?
Scream!
Scream and run like a girl?
Why do we scream? Alert other people, scare the hell out of the bad guy because he's just as scared as you are. He wants to get away. If you scream, you're going to mess up his plan. Now people are going to hear.
I don't think I've heard you really scream.
Yeah, I don't know if I've heard myself.
Well, here we go. This is where I got to unbutton my fucking pants. This is it. Jeff, 18 and a
you
half years.
You unbutton your pants and I'm out.
18 and a half years, and it's come to this.
Really?
Scream. I don't know if you've screamed on the top of your
head. Let me just hit you real quick.
No, because that's more of a, ugh.
Oh, I wish she'd fucking haul off and hit her. Fucking and this would just fucking dissolve into a fucking,
just one big fucking melee of young trim. Just a pile of young pussy fighting each other. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done, like, a high-pitched scream.
He's not going to
try to be manly when he screams.
No, you need to do a piercing very similar to a car alarm kind
of
scream.
Oh, my God, don't.
And honestly, the higher-pitched scream that it is, the more likely they are to think it's actually a child, and people are more likely to help a child than they are.
You are a child.
You are a fucking child.
Back up.
Talk me over. God, fucking, she's a born victim, Shauna Ray, man. She is a fucking.
I'm not gonna scream for you. I'm attacking.
When Shauna walked into class, I thought she was much younger. I would have guessed Shauna.
Young Zendaya's got a.
I would have guessed what?
Young Zendaya's got a boy face.
I would have guessed Shauna.
I would have guessed she was a fucking child over there.
She was about 8 years old.
Around 8 years old.
Oh my gracious.
Grab her wrist. There you go. Don't let her go. Pull out, up, and out.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Because of her size, a lot of people mistake her for being 8 years old. They'll be in for a little surprise.
She can.
That's a pretty specific reference there.
She can be 22 and that size and still be a victim. Her age has got nothing to do with her victim status. She's fucking 4 foot nothing.
Eyes when they realize, you know, that she's a lot smarter, a lot stronger, and a lot faster than an 8 year old. If they do.
Are you ready?
No.
Are you ready?
No.
Punch her fat, Will.
Back up.
There you go.
He should have fucking laid in there and put it on her ass. He should have fucking laid that shot in. Oh.
Are you ready?
20 years of frustration all pent up.
Yeah.
Fucking bam.
Back up.
Fucking TGO Radio. Wham. Wham. Wham.
Brian Wise, Jeff
Durant. Yeah, fucking Doug Reach around. Yeah, it's pretty funny over there.
She is stronger than she looks, but as far as
no, she's not. Jacked.
Yeah, I'm understanding that, but realistically, she's still small.
Basket.
These two
can
are headed for a divorce as soon as the fucking magic of this show runs
the
out.
Magic. Guy just said basket of fruit. Can anybody guess what that might be?
That might be.
Shop fruit bowl.
I'll fucking show her a fruit bowl.
Fucking batwing. Ah. Then you show him the brains. That is the funniest fucking scene in any movie I've ever fucking seen. God damn.
Shop for fruit. What might that be?
I'm thinking like mangoes.
We're talking cherries.
Yeah, we're talking about guys' testicles.
Yes, there's pull the fruit. Where you just go up to a guy and you pull towards you.
You strike, you grab.
Lesbian twist.
Honey, come on, baby. Let's do the lesbian twist.
Do the lesbian twist.
Let's lesbian twist again.
So now he's teaching them how to grab a guy's balls and pull them toward her. How badly do you want me to come? I guess is the question.
Keep it in your pants, fuckface.
Fuck, yeah.
And you pull away from the body.
Out of everything we learned with Shauna's size, I think the fruit basket.
Yeah, you would like the fruit basket.
And anything to do with striking the crotch is probably going to be her best form of defense.
Well, if she takes a straight up punch, she's going to hit anybody in the crotch.
His head is a modern art masterpiece. It really is a miracle.
Kick.
There you go.
And yell. Come on, yell. Scream, attack, escape.
Get off.
I don't know you.
Three.
Jamie, you're making me giggle.
One. Good job.
As a young woman who is of short stature, I do want to learn. Extremely important for anyone to know how to defend themselves. When it comes to moving out, having those self defense
tools.
Just
get her a fucking Derringer and be done with it.
Fucking. All right, settle down there, John Wilkes Booth. Just take it easy.
Very worrisome. Like, I might have to sleep with a weapon by my bed for those first couple nights.
Yeah, that big Polack with his fucking 12-inch donger. Fucking the cock is taller than she is.
Just grab the Louisville Slugger and fucking.
I win.
How many pride shirts do you have?
I have 4. How about you?
I have 4. Today, Naya Riley and I are packing and heading to New York City.
Is that Naya?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, is that the friend that's going to move in with him?
Yeah, she's got a little bit of a fucking...
Well, you put a fucking top hat on her. She could play fucking guitar in Guns N' Roses.
Boy, God, I wish I was... I'm fucking angry. I didn't think of that. Son of a bitch.
Can you take my suitcase down?
Switch. All right.
I am very apprehensive about letting the girls go...
New York City.
To the city by
New
themselves.
York City!
Now where?
I tell you, Shauna Ray's got... I mean,
where do they... They live on Long Island, right?
Long Island. Take off your fucking shoes, eh?
So is that... Is that like a subway trip for them, basically? Or?
Yeah, something like that. I don't fucking know.
To get from Long Island to the city?
To New York City for Pride.
While we're in New York City, we are also going to be celebrating Shauna's 23rd birthday.
Oh, shit. Yeah, huh? Here's Fat Will with my walking stick over there.
There you go.
Jiggly guy came.
Oh, your poster.
Ooh, what's that? I see.
Sure.
I haven't seen these. These are so cool.
It's your comic books. Oh, boy.
LGBT comic. My comic strip is all about LGBT superheroes.
We know. We got it. We watched the earlier part of the fucking show.
We saw this part.
So basically anything that I can make, I have made slightly gay.
So that's Freya.
Yeah, I bet you have.
The leader, she's lesbian. She has super strength, super speed.
Okay.
She's not a bad artist.
Riley, superhero comic, came out really good. And I think she should be very proud of herself, as we are proud of her.
Are you doing that?
Yes.
Okay. It just seems like it jumps at random times.
Can you take my suitcase down? Because... suitcases and me aren't friends.
Switch.
How are you going to move?
I'm a bigger overpacker than Riley.
I'd shove her in that fucking suitcase.
Yeah, fucking.
You're taking the fucking baggage carousel to New York.
Had to fly her, you'd throw in her bag.
Right, exactly.
Is that a human in there?
Here's here's a fucking bag of chips and a bottle of water.
No, it's my fuck doll.
I'm
going to
wear the shoes that I wore day one.
I bring like 2 outfits a day just in case I don't feel the outfit I'm actually planning on wearing.
She's the fucking worst.
Yeah, our suitcase is so heavy.
Ramblers, let's get rambling.
Rambling.
I think it's really nice to be away from our parents. I think
him's more like a wobbling, like a weeble type thing.
Well, you won't fall down. That's why I got that walking stick.
I took a ramp because I didn't have to carry it. She had a very viable way of doing it herself, and she can do it herself. It's just a matter if you want to or not, which everyone doesn't want to. Someone would carry their stuff.
We got all right, over-explainer. Tom Griswold, relax.
Made to do it that
Jesus.
Day.
When it comes to traveling, I have trouble with reaching certain height things because the world is built
do,
for...
Do you know? I wouldn't have guessed.
I'd have never guessed.
Because you're fucking 3 foot
just
two.
Put her, throw her in the overhead fucking...
Right.
Stand there like a lost child until like a conductor or like a flight attendant.
I need an adult.
You guys, like, I don't do this. This is upper.
We know, stupid. You're fucking 2 feet tall.
Sometimes people don't take me seriously. Sometimes
no shit.
Shit.
Like,
that's why we're doing your show 2 years in a row, dummy. Really, we don't take you seriously either. Now your lesbo sister, on the other hand.
And then there's human beings that literally can't see you.
No one's looking that far down.
I am very apprehensive about letting the girls go.
New York City.
To the city by themselves.
Being 2 smaller statured girls in the city is definitely overwhelming.
I think just being in the city is overwhelming. It's very quick.
Are they coming back
pace.
Or are they staying overnight?
You have to make a
You imagine what that hotel stay costs in New York City?
Stressful situations. It's not the best environment.
But I think on this trip, I'm really looking forward to actual Pride Parade and handing out your comic and seeing all of the actual parade and like the shopping center. And
buddy, there's an OnlyFans coming.
Oh, it's yeah, coming. Give it a few years. Yeah, once, like I said, once the magic of this show runs out, the money starts going away.
Magic? What fucking? You seen any magic in this show?
Well, it's got renewed for a second season. We're watching it, so.
Well, yeah, because I mean, we gotta make fun of it.
I mean, well, I know, but that means other people are watching it. Instantly, right. They get mugged right out of the gate.
All right. So on the next episode, they cover the New York Pride trip, which, oh man, that's a shame. We gotta miss that one, huh, Jeff? Yeah. Maybe next year, huh?
Yeah, maybe. Woo! We'll see. Yeah. I got it. What episode of this of season two?
Season two, episode four.
Oh, see, I got three episodes to watch and catch up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure I'll get right onto that.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. Here's the new TV I watched. I just finished rewatching season three of Deadwood.
Yeah.
And today at lunch, I watched the first episode of Dexter. So,
Going
back to the
15-year-old shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I never got back to that. New season of Dexter. I never got to that.
I liked it.
Yeah?
I did. Yeah. I've got a different take on Dexter than you. I mean, I think we're in agreement that there are some of those seasons. Well, there are seasons of that show that are really junk, but I can still watch them.
No. I watched them.
Yeah.
But I just, like most shows, as it went on, it got, you know.
Is it season three with Jimmy Smits?
Two. No, three.
No, three.
It is three.
That's the one that I will skip because that season.
Garbage.
I don't like Jimmy Smits.
I don't mind
Even if that season was great. I just don't like Jimmy Smits for some reason.
I didn't mind him, but not in that show.
Ooh, yeah. You got to get right to see. Season one and two are excellent. You got to get right to season four and keep it going. You know?
I own one, two, and four.
Yeah.
Those are the three seasons I own. Yep. And then, that was how we did it. Well, I think Jeff's got dinner waiting for him, so we're going to tap out here.
Yeah, I got a Christmas party to go to, too. So,
I forgot this is for
playing this out.
December. Late June for December. We're happy that you listened, and 6 weeks of Worst Of coming up, and we'll see you next time on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over? Huh?